Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health.
Good evening. Welcome to today's episode of Talks with T. I hope you guys are doing well and had a wonderful day. I'm your host, Sanjida, and in today's episode, I would like us to discuss loneliness that comes with age. Now, keep in mind that it might not be true, or it might not be the only source of loneliness for many people. I hope not for most people, but I think from my experience, this is something I've observed in many women around me, and I think not enough of us address this. But before I get into more details, I cannot reiterate this enough. I hope you will take this with a grain of salt. Know that not everybody comes from the same background or the same perspective or the experience. And if you recognize some of this, some of what I'm about to discuss from my point of view, if you feel like you could connect to these, I hope you will not just stop at the recognition. I hope you will try to do something about it. And it doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be a life-changing activities, but try to address this in an appropriate manner. And if you think my point of view has some flaws in it, I hope you will recognize them and I hope you will correct them for yourself and share the correct message around. Because ultimately, all of our goals here is our mental well-being, our physical well-being, and of course, the well-being of those around us, those that we care about, those who shape us into who we are, and maybe shape our parents, our children, and everybody else that you can think of. So if this still sounds like a discussion that you want to be a part of, let's get into it. The way I see the source of loneliness, or in many cases, depression, or if developed well enough, FOMO, the fear of missing out, I think it all starts with putting all of your eggs in the same basket. Now, a lot of us probably have heard this phrase for strategic reasons or strategic explanations, or maybe not. But when I say putting all your eggs in the same basket, I mean sourcing all of your happiness, sourcing all of your contentments and validation from a specific and from one single space, from one single spot, maybe for many people from a single person. Or maybe a group of people, a very specific group of people. Now, we fail to realize oftentimes, especially when we're going through the good times, that this single source is not guaranteed to last in our life, or we're not guaranteed to last in their lives. And therefore, what happens is that once that source, once that person or that place is taken away from us for whatever reason, we fall into loneliness, we fall into depression, we fall in this fear of missing out on something because at some point of our life we were a part of that. At a time that we live in, especially now with our constant dose of dopamine rush in our devices through various social media apps. We tend to think maybe we're the only one feeling this. Maybe the person that I'm seeing on the screen, maybe they're not prone to this feelings, that they look so happy. So maybe we're the only one feeling this. But no, I think everybody, every group of people, think about kids really these days, when parents are busy with whatever their job, their studies for the parents who are studying, for chores, parents who are staying home, moms or dads, or even just parents at home on their phone. Kids are experiencing this because oftentimes they don't have somebody to play with, to talk with, to get their entertainment from. We have this feeling very, very frequently seen in teens these days. Everybody's on their phone. Everybody's getting this constant dopamine rush to the point that happiness or excitement almost is inflated. So there is a happy inflation right there. We have these feelings in new adults. We have these feelings in people in their 20s, maybe 30s, and especially more so for people who are aged in their 50s and their 60s, 70s, because of the disconnection they feel from the world, from the close people around them that they expected all their happiness to come from, or whatever source it is. Now, I said that I would be discussing loneliness in this episode. And that's true, I still want to talk about it, but I really want to focus on this loneliness or this depression that I think we really see in parents. Speaking for myself, I think I can definitely see it in my parents, or I can foresee it coming in my parents based on the way they talk, based on the way they express their happiness or contentment or sadness. And I know it's true for a lot of my peers, and it's true for a lot of my family and relatives, and really just other people who share this background, this thought, this way of thinking and their beliefs. And it's one that's really shared in many cultures. So now, given this description, take a moment. I want you to think about these words. I want you to settle with this and maybe try and guess what I'm talking about. What is this thing that you think I'm pointing to? If you could guess, that's I'm not sure if I could say that's wonderful, but that's definitely something we need to work on. And if you couldn't, probably that's a good thing. Because I mentioned parents, and because I mentioned their happiness shared across many cultures, the one thing that I was really gravitating towards and pointing towards is parents and their expectations, their happiness that they get from their children. No, by all means, I do not mean that parents should not have expectations from their children. I do not mean that parents should not find a source of happiness in their children. What I mean is parents, or any guardians, caretakers, really, I think they should not put all of their happiness, put all of their contentments in their children. Because what do you think happens when this child or children suddenly does not meet the expectations of the parents? What happens? I think in many cases, it's not only that the parents are hurt, but the children also get hurt. And as a result, both move away from each other, both repulse each other's energy in a way that's sad for both parties. To give an example, my mom is a housewife. She's been one in her whole life. So her entire life, her youth, and now she's still young, but even now, all of her time, all of her energy, all of her happiness is dedicated towards my family, towards me and my siblings. And one thing I've noticed, even more so starting COVID, it's probably a shared experience for everybody, but starting COVID, I've noticed that it happens quite often that we're in the same house, but in different rooms, and everybody is busy with their own devices. Everybody's busy with their own source of entertainment. And what happens is that my mom is the one who's often missed out. I go out, my siblings go out for schools, for work, for whatever reasons. But my mom does not. And so the only form of happiness, only form of entertainment she gets is from us, her family members, her children. So when that is cut off, I'm sure you can imagine her time is not only boring, not only does it slow down, but it also takes her to this rabbit hole of thoughts, these worries, just a never-ending giant ball of loneliness and sadness. And I think for many people, this story sounds very familiar, probably because this is something they've experienced, or they've seen somebody experience it. Now, I think if you say this to many young people, a lot of people might think, get a life, just do something for yourself. Yes, it would be nice to get a life, but they won't get back the time that they've invested in this source of happiness. So how do we prevent this? How do we stop it? I've had this conversation with my mom. I remember telling her, and I could see the realization that dawned upon her, and I could see that she could relate and she could understand. She could see her sacrifices. She could see that there is a big risk that she's taking, that she might not get back exactly what she wanted to. So what I've told her is that be selfish, really. Especially in today's world, be selfish for yourself. Find a hobby. Find something that you love to do that's not your family, that's not your children, that's not your friends or parents exclusively. For the past few years, I feel like that's something I've been trying to do, trying to pick up different hobbies, different interests, so that all of my happiness is in different baskets, really. And sometimes I think it's easier said than done. It's easier to do for me as a young person. It's easier to do for somebody in their mid-20s, in their early 30s, late 20s, maybe even late 30s or 40s. But when you are much older, it might come off as almost a shock, really. And it's probably going to be the most difficult thing ever to realize that you've invested in the wrong source of happiness, really. Or the source is simply expired and you should find a new place. You should find a new source of happiness. I think starting something is almost never easy, even for me. Moving on, starting something new, it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of emotional breakdowns, at times, of course. And it's probably the same case for everybody. But what we can do, what you can do, what I've tried doing is start somewhere, realize that it's not okay, almost. It's not okay to put all of your happiness on one place, especially if it's a person, because not only it becomes a pressure for the other person, but it also becomes inconvenient for yourself to not have the feeling or the expectations be returned, to be reciprocated. So if you're a mom, if you're a dad, a caregiver, a guardian, whoever you are, or maybe even a young person, really hooked up to a friend that you think is not returning it. A first step really is realize it and don't hesitate to take a step back. Analyze the situation and think about what else you can do to spend a better time really in life. Think about what are the things that you used to love, probably. What are the things that you had and on your bucket list at any point of your life that you might want to get back to? Start getting to those. Start making a space for yourself. Realize that it's okay to be unapologetically you sometimes. It's okay to prioritize you over this other person, over this other source of whatever. Just be true to yourself, dedicate some time to yourself, realize, discover yourself really, and know that it's okay to pause sometimes, that it's okay to have emotional breakdowns along the way. But this temporary feeling will go away, and the more you practice this form of self-discovery and self-love, or many people might even see this as selfishness, you will get used to it. You will find that there are many things in life that gives you happiness, and that makes you keep going, and that makes you pushing towards something that you've never imagined you would find. And mind you, this doesn't mean completely cutting off this previous source of happiness, this one single basket that we had all of our happiness stuffed inside. You are still allowed to touch base on them. You're still allowed to revisit them. But the goal is to never again become dependent on them to the point that the absence of these places are people or group or any setting makes you so upset that you find it really difficult to move on with your life, that you find it difficult to keep thriving and keep smiling, really. So if you're a parent and you've dedicated your entire life for the well-being of your children and you hope now that they would do the same for you, I think your expectations are valid for the investment that you've made, which for many people is all of your life. Don't let it get to a point where they find or they start to find your presence a hindrance to their happiness, to their form of well-being and peace. I think many people fail to see, fail to realize that their children also have a private life. Their children also have the right to enjoy their life as their own way without having to worry about the parents or their interference in everything that they do or they see that they are in. And like I said, it becomes just as difficult for the parents. So the main point of what I'm trying to say is, don't source all of your happiness in the same person or in the same place, in the same activity. Try to find variation in life. There are so many things to do, especially with the access of internet these days. Try to look for more. Don't settle for anything. Don't settle for any one thing, actually. Just keep on looking, keep on researching and finding new adventures in life. Become the fun person that you have been seeking your whole life, probably, in others. But with that being said, don't become a burden on others by thinking or acting like the world revolves around you. Don't become the person who forgets all sense of empathy and who doesn't know when to show up for others. I'm trying to be the best version of me every day. I'm trying to be the person that my family would love to have around, or my people that I'm surrounded by would love to have around. And I hope my words would inspire others to do the same. And I hope my words would give hope to others and a love for all of us to do the same. With that, I hope you've listened, or I hope you've tried to understand what I was trying to convey. And if you found something that I've said was offensive, I hope you'd overlook that, and I hope and understand that I'm still learning, and there are experiences that shaped my point of views, and it's still a work in progress. So just take what you think is beneficial and share it among others. Try to help others based on whatever issues that you see around you, whatever problems you see bothering your loved ones. So until next time, have a wonderful night.